Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooder is calling for every state to appoint an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children's Commissioner. It comes after the suspected suicide of a 10-year-old girl in a remote community in Western Australia's Kimberley. Her death has sparked a broader coronial inquest into a spate of suicides in the region, as Imogen Brennan reports.
The girl is believed to have taken her life on Sunday night in a small West Kimberley community near the town of Derby. It's understood the 10-year-old had earlier witnessed her older sister taking her own life. Mick Gooder is the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner.
I was just gobsmacked. I didn't know how I'd react. It was, you know, what do you say when a 10-year-old takes her own life and what position she was in that led her to that decision, you know?
Indigenous people are twice as likely to suicide than non-Indigenous Australians. One in four of all Indigenous suicides happens in Western Australia. Mick Gooder told RN Breakfast that young Indigenous people in the state are in trouble.
Shona Stanley did a whole heap of research in WA about 10 years ago and looked at the trauma our kids face, and it's generally 21 times more trauma than non-Indigenous kids.
Victoria is the only state with a children's commissioner specifically for Indigenous children. Mick Gooder is calling for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children's commissioners to be introduced in each Australian state.
What it does, and we're seeing it in Victoria, there's a Aboriginal child commissioner in Victoria, Andrew Jacquemos. He just keeps on raising the issues and he's an advocate. Unless we have those advocates like Andrew across all of the states, again, issues fall through the cracks.
There have now been 19 Indigenous suicides since December in the Kimberley and Pilbara regions. In January, the federal government committed $1 million to tackling the high rates of Indigenous suicide in the state. The WA coroner this week announced an inquest will be held into suspected Indigenous suicides across the Kimberley and Pilbara regions in the wake of the 10-year-old girl's death.
All these ideas are really great first steps, but there is a lot of stuff that needs to be transferable onto the ground.
Damien Bonson works in suicide prevention with Indigenous communities in the Kimberley. He says any suicide prevention program needs to be led by the community with the help of Indigenous experts who are already working in the field.
I would like to see that there would be a national Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander suicide prevention organisation set up so that we can actually be this go-to point for organisations like MyFind, for Beyond Blue, for Headspace, for Suicide Prevention Australia, because them themselves don't even have an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person on their board.
That's an idea that's also been raised by psychologist and Professor Pat Dudgeon from the University of Western Australia. Her areas of research include Indigenous mental health and suicide prevention.
Suicide is the last tragic, horrible act of a lot of the mental health problems and issues that are confronting Indigenous people. You know, I think that there needs to be a whole commission that looks at that and looks at services. You know, in some places there are no services, ensures that they're coordinated, ensures that there's funding available for programs and things are done properly where Aboriginal people are properly engaged. If I could wave a magic wand, my suggestion would be that I think we need a national Indigenous Mental Health Commission.
And that is Professor Pat Dudgeon from the University of Western Australia, ending Imogen Brennan's report. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.